Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the fifth episode of Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Today, we're going to be joined by a good friend of mine, Kev Connolly. He's, you know, I'm from Entourage, like every movie ever. And he's the best. He's just a big hockey fan. So we'll get to him in a bit. But first, yeah, Jules, thank you so much for being up so late for me.
We have a late night episode because Kat just got back from the Super Bowl. Tell me all about it. I just need to hear from start to finish. You were there at parties to the game.
Yeah, so the Super Bowl is always just one big party, I guess. Mm-hmm. I got there Friday and just parties and dinners and there was
so are you going from like party to like tell me you're going with a group of your friends and you guys have these parties set up or it's just kind of like fly by the seat of your pants. We're going to go here for dinner and then see where the night takes you.
Yeah, I feel like it's just kind of, you know, which ones you're going to ahead of time. So the big one, the big Super Bowl party was on Saturday. It was the Fanatics one. And that was just wild. That one, like Post Malone played and like Shaq was there. You know, it's like, it's fun. Like,
tell me you got a side by side of you and Shaq together.
I'm dying that I didn't. Oh. So it's funny. I never ask for pictures with people that I don't know, you know?
That one just should have broke the rule.
Yeah, that one would have broken
the rule. You would have come up to his kneecap.
Yeah, that would have been the craziest side by side ever. So yeah.
And I saw some pictures of Tyler with some fun people.
Yeah, so at the actual game, Tyler was able to – so the Sharks played Saturday night, right, at 7, thank God, instead of a 7:30 game. So Tyler –
30 minutes.
Yeah, Tyler, for the first time, was able to join me at the Super Bowl because, coincidentally, the break started on Sunday, right?
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so I got him a red-eye out of San Francisco, and he went up after the game, and he got there at, like, 8 in the morning – and it was amazing. So fun. Yeah, it was really fun. And then obviously, yes, at the game, we were in a suite and Chance the Rapper was there. And I just, you know, I went up to him and I was just like, you know, your SNL skit is a revelation with the NHL guys. You know, like it's just so funny. Like,
well, I just laughed because your posts, you are very you take your time to post to social media, but that was the quickest, wittiest like post you've ever posted. And you tagged my line change by accident.
Don't know how that happened. I was very, I had some cocktails at the game.
Fat fingers.
Yeah. And I uploaded the photo of Tyler and Chance the Rapper. And for some reason, didn't realize that until this morning that instead of Chance, I tagged Line Change Girl.
Our social media girl probably got it and was like, is he wearing something?
I pulled up the photo today and I looked at that and I was like, oh my God, Ty, I don't know how I did that. And he was like, that's embarrassing.
Edit. No, it's hilarious. Well, it looked like a blast. The game was kind of crazy. Just like the Eagles showed up. I don't know if you had allegiance to any team. Did you? Were you just fun?
I was sitting in a suite. Sorry, Eric, I love you, but I was sitting in a suite of people rooting for the Eagles. So yeah. You kind of, you know, you
fly Eagles fly.
Yeah, you kind of want to not be in a depressed suite, you know. So yeah. It was a fun game for us to just be amongst the Eagles fans, and it was really exciting for all of them. Obviously, people put lots of bets on those games, so that can really bring down the mood. It was just a good time. I don't know. I love the Super Bowl, and obviously New Orleans was really cool for it. Just, you know, like it was just really well done.
It looked like a good time. It did. Yeah, I thought the whole thing was well done and so fun to watch it through your eyes every year. And that, you know, I'm still going to hold you to it. If the Lions make the Super Bowl next year, I better be your plus one because the guys won't have a break lined up against that one. Maybe that they will.
True. Well, yeah, and it'll be here in San Francisco next year. So you can spend the night and we can maybe do a podcast together from home.
You hear that, guys? We're going to be around next year.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so good times. I am a little deadsies right now because of it. But I appreciate you staying up for me because I had to get back here to do this with you.
Of course. Up next, we have Kevin Connolly. I get to meet him, and we talk about everything from his fandom of being a young Islanders fan to producing a 30 for 30 documentary called Big Shot, which I totally just geeked out on today, and him being in a Super Bowl ad.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Ohio Stadium, where the Wolverine and Buckeye States meet to throw fuel on a century-old rivalry. But this time, it's different. This time, the roles of red and blue are reversed.
Moving in, shot, score!
This time, it's hockey at the Shoe.
Larkin with speed!
The Blue Jackets and Red Wings take it outside with the Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. Buy tickets now.
And we're back, and we are joined by a very good friend of mine and Tyler's, Mr. Kevin Connolly.
How are you guys? What's going on?
Good, how are you?
I like the Instagram name intro, Kat.
Drop
the handle. Smart move.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
At Mr. Kevin Connolly. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on, Kev.
No, my pleasure. It's the day after the Super Bowl. Impressive. The whole world seems to be, or certainly LA, it's like a holiday. The whole place is shut down. It's very strange, yeah.
I was going to say, so everyone knows you as actor, producer, director, all of the things. You've been in a million, million things, but I know you as like an athlete in my mind. Like you,
right.
You are just, you're...
Athleticism. You've seen me with the drone, Kat. You know what I can do with the drone.
Oh, okay. So that's funny. I was asking Tyler if he had a question for you, and he didn't have a question for you, but he wanted you to tell the drone story.
We had that, yeah. We had that one moment where we locked eyes. I couldn't land my drone. I'm a pretty good drone pilot, but it was pretty late in the day. There was some things going on. We were, huh?
Is this during what an athletic event or just during?
No, it was like 4th of July day. Or something.
So
right?
we were on a boat together on 4th of July in L.A. and Kev was producing with a drone, I guess. Oh, and man. What happened, Kev?
Great shots. We were getting some great shots. Oh, who's the guy? Sean White was there, and he was doing like flips off the boat. No joke. It was crazy. I was like, I got to get this from the drone. Took the drone out, got the shot, and then when I tried to land it, I caught the corner of the boat, and it went in the,
oh, no.
The drone went in the water, lost to the heavens. And I looked over, and Tyler was the only one. I was like, oh, man. I didn't think anybody saw it, but there was one witness lurking in the shadows.
No content from the boat day.
Not the good one, because a part of it goes right to your phone,
okay.
But the high quality stuff.
It was
goes
just
in
the most
SIM
dramatic
card.
Thing, and Ty loves the story so much.
It's funny. Yeah.
I can just see Tyler sitting back, like chuckling at the whole thing, like unfolding.
Like with his beer.
Yeah.
Like yeah. With his beer. No, it was. It's sad when you lose a drone. You're starting over. And then when all this craziness happened out here with these fires, people with drones, recreational drones, were getting in trouble. You know, you had to be really careful. So I retired my drone for a while.
Cool.
But I lost one. I mean, yeah, I've lost a few. Not even being reckless. It just happens, you know.
Well, speaking of drones.
High traffic.
Drones, Kev, Long Islander.
Kat, can we talk about the drones?
Yes.
What is going on?
I want your thoughts because you're the...
Kat is the ultimate conspirator, okay? She believes, I mean, she might not say it. She might be a flat earther. Kat, are you a flat earther?
You made this up at some point.
We've asked for a tinfoil hat segment. We're just waiting on the NHL to give us the nod.
I am not. I am a rabbit hole person. That's
right,
what
that
I am.
That might have to be a separate podcast. I don't think that. Yeah, you do. You go down the rabbit hole.
We'll talk
send
off
each
camera.
Other
we'll
down
talk
the
off
holes.
Camera for that separate podcast.
The thing I love so much about you, Kev, is that you entertain my rabbit holes. You can talk about anything, and you talk
I'm
about
I'm down those same rabbit
okay,
holes.
Okay, so if we're holes. Going here, can we just hop
Let's
into
go.
Super Bowl logo conspiracy? Like they say the colors are calling who's going to be in the Super Bowl. So like the last 5 years have been pretty on point. And next year, it's blue and pinkish purple. So they're saying the Lions versus the Ravens, which I'm a Detroit fan.
Wait a second. They foreshadow the next Super Bowl?
Yeah. But with that's the thing. Yeah. The theory is that they look at the Super Bowl logo for each year and the colors are predicting.
It's always who's, the two team colors.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give that one a deep dive.
You're going to have to just say it loud enough in your phone and it'll show you what they're talking about. But anyways, I just think that's funny because I'm trying to manifest the Lions being in the Super Bowl and it's in San Francisco, Kat. So I'm hoping I get an invite if that happens.
You know what I heard? And, you know, granted, probably was on TikTok or somewhere, so it's got to be true. But I heard, you know, the coin toss is 50-50 theoretically, right?
Are there magnets?
No. A coin tosses favors tails.
Okay, yeah.
Is that like the
whatever,
weight
however,
of
the
coin?
Quarter, something. It's like a slight difference in the coin toss.
And
so
it was tails yesterday.
And it was tails yesterday.
Anyways.
But who knows? That's just what I heard. But I do love a good conspiracy theory. Yeah, we couldn't even talk about some of the
I know.
Great
they'll Bob will cut us right off.
Right.
If we keep going.
Right. Yeah, all right. We're hockey. Sorry. We're talking hockey.
No, we're all sports.
We're talking all things. I will say hi, nice to meet you, Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
I apologize in advance if you hear little feet and screaming. I have one out of three kids in bed right now. This is not the typical recording time.
One down, two to go.
One down, three to go.
Yes. Sorry, all of you catering to my Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're just
timing.
You know,
it might as well be midnight for me.
Yeah. Honestly.
I knew it was a little later than I'm like 5:15. My God. Which is crazy because that's not that late.
Yeah, well, I'm at 8:15, 8:30 right here. And if it wasn't
sleeping
for you and trying to make a decent impression, I would be full, like, facial, like, glowing skin, pajamas, ready to hit the sack after this. But here I am. I binge.
You still have to get ready for bed. You still got to get ready
for
bed.
Yeah, I'm still full face here. Anyways, full disclosure. Just binge watched with my oldest son the 30 for 30 Big Shot that you produced.
Okay.
Holy freaking crap. That guy, I was so revved up. Like, I was almost like, I can't get on because I'm going to give all my like honest feedback like too soon. That man, did you like want to punch him in the face when you interviewed?
Oh, no, it was, you know, he of course didn't make anything easy for me, you know? He made me earn him, you know, sitting down in that chair, you know, and you know, it's funny because I was not bluffing him, but I was like, dude, I'm going to make this movie.
Yeah.
With you or without you, which was kind of not a lie, but, you know, a fib.
Yeah.
I was not as far. I needed him.
Right.
So I had to, but, you know, it took, you know, he really made me earn it. I had to go to his hometown and, like, spend the weekend with his like friends and family. It was a whole thing.
It
so,
was wild. Like, as a lifelong, like, great, so yeah. You are a lifelong Islanders fan, born, raised, and like as a child, I imagined you idolized these guys. And then to learn and then be the one that produces this story of this scumbag that literally just totally wrecked them and then just left them in this abysmal state. Like, it was crazy. I just imagined, like, if I was you interviewing them.
Whoa, abysmal.
No, like, at the time, right? Like, it just was like they were already struggling and then left them, you know, out to dry. Like, these poor guys. I'm thinking, like, I have so many follow-up questions for all my Long Island people here, producers. Like, what was the state of the team at this time? This whole story overshadowed it.
You know, it's funny, too, because I interviewed Gary Bettman, right? Mr. Bettman. I call him
and we call him Garzy now.
Yeah, Garzy.
Right. I'm like, he's not. I was like, hey, do you mind if I interview this thing? He's like, sure, come on in. There was no questions list. Bettman was like, it is my position that he didn't own the team. And that's it. And I was like, he wasn't afraid of anything. I'm like,
you could see the fire in Gary's answer when you were like, he was like, we were
never
going
to
allow him to owe that team. Like, I was like,
we'll shoot this. we'll shoot it in my office. Come on up.
Yeah.
Let's go. And he sat there with no prepared anything. And he was just like,
I know.
I was like, wow, I think I got
beat. Now that
up
we
on,
have that story that of interview. Gary, I want to go back and ask him all the questions. Like, that was in his fighting days. Like, Gary, I bet you had some words to say to this man who.
Right. Because theoretically, ultimately, Gary and those guys, Mr. Bettman, they would have been able to make a case for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably would have lent to that. But there was a window of time. I mean, he fired the coach, you know? He's flying around on the team plane.
Was banana land anyways that.
You know what? The one ironic thing, Alan Hahn, who was a local reporter who we interview, he's like a Knicks guy. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but you know who I'm talking about, Kat? Alan Hahn? And he said something, which is true, and I don't know, not a ton of people picked up on it, but in that small window that he owned the team, he extended the cable deal something like 30 years.
Yeah.
And it kept the team on Long Island. Like that weird deal. Like kept the team.
Yeah.
No, it did. That cable deal kept them on the island. So in a weird way, I mean, obviously you can't excuse it. Listen, he went to jail. When the movie came out, his boss came to him and saw the movie and started looking back at the books, and he went back to jail. In fact, he got out like recently.
Wow. That's
like a couple weeks ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you have a new loyal 30 for 30 fan.
That was a lot of fun to make.
Honestly, and the history that y'all shared though at the beginning of it, like, so obviously Kat and I met when Tyler and my husband played for the Habs, and that, you know, all we know there is the storied franchise, 25 Stanley Cups, you know, like the whole thing. But y'all's little comparison in there of the Islanders 4 Stanley Cups in a row compared to Montreal's 5 in a row. But comparatively speaking, with how it was formatted, it would have been equal.
Yeah.
The Islanders would have been equal to 9 Stanley Cups. Like,
listen, 19 straight playoff series. You could argue it would never be, you know, I mean, listen, it's hard to, they're still the last, especially after last night, the last of the major 4 majors, the last 4 in a row, last team to do 4 in a row.
It was fascinating. And I have a newfound respect for the Islanders. And I loved the part about, which I think is ironic, about that the playoff beard was invented there. And ironically, like, Lou Lamoriello is the head guy there, and he does not allow facial hair or hair like longer than your ears. So I find that funny.
I mean, these guys are bleeding. Their faces are bleeding. They have to shave between periods. I mean,
yeah.
Kev, can you just...
He really stuck by that one, huh? Sorry, Kat.
What? Can you run it back on your Islanders, like, fandom? What, when, how, what, who?
Well, that's the only thing that's actually on Long Island, right, is the hockey team. So you're close to that. It's like the one thing that, you know, Long Island had. So, I've always been a hockey fan. And then, listen, you know, it was great to be here. I'm just a hockey fan. So for me, it was great to be here when the Kings, you know, went on that run. So the Islanders are my team, but I love hockey. I went to a Leafs Devils game in Toronto. I had never been to a game there.
Wait, how recently?
It was pretty wild. Like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we're up there. We're shooting a movie in Hamilton. Do you guys know where that is?
Yeah, it's not far from me.
Yeah, we're shooting in Hamilton. We'll be there in a couple weeks. So we were out there doing a location scout, and I went to a game. Man, that was fun. They really got it dialed in over there.
So what's the difference in going to a Toronto game versus an Islanders game?
Oh, God, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. it felt kind of like a Yankee vibe.
Yeah, that's how Montreal feels, too.
Right? Kind of buttoned up and sort of...
That's a good way to put
corporate,
it.
Corporate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
I get
fair.
It. Every
like after the first period, the whole two rows in front of us never came back. I actually like to watch the game. It was great games. Austin Matthews, Jack Hughes zipping around out there. It was a great game. I like to watch the game. The whole
damn too bad.
Like
too bad.
Glass seats by the
end. I wasn't on Jersey still. That would have been fun.
I saw a couple of those guys in the hotel, but you know these guys are all so young.
their
babies. Like you see him on TV with the helmets on, and then looking at these kids in the lobby, I'm like, this guy looks like he's 15. These guys, they're so young.
You know that Jeff and Ty are considered prehistoric, basically.
Jeff is like ancient. All the young kids in the league are now closer to my children's age than they are my husband's age, if that tells you anything. Like,
I know, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You've got to come up to San Jose to come to a game, because you'll see Macklin and Will just like 18 and 19 years old, like killing it.
Always wanted to go to the Shark Tank. Apparently it gets pretty rowdy there, right, Kat?
It does. It's fun. You would really enjoy it. And you're, as I learned today, it's a very, very short flight. So come on up.
How long is the flight?
It's like
where do you
40
go?
40 minutes.
Yeah.
And the airport is like
no
right
time
here.
To watch a 30 for 30. That's for sure.
I tried to get it on on the flight. But yeah.
I was like, did you really?
Yeah. I was like, turn this thing on. It is so
Kat,
good.
You really should do a little research.
I was doing it, but I obviously Ty was filling me in because he's watched it, and he's actually upstairs sleeping. Go figure. But he fell asleep
Tired.
To it. So like he
right.
Not
Riveting.
In a bad way.
He fell asleep. By the way, I bit my tongue. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the worst feeling.
Earlier, I bit my tongue. So, sorry. Yeah, it's like swelling. I'm
oh,
sorry.
God. I'm sorry. Good thing this is on camera.
What else? Yeah, no. So, I will send you the stems.
Okay. So, the stems. So, Kat mentioned she just thinks like athlete when she thinks of you. So, ultimate sports fan. Let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Like, who are you rooting for last night? And who is your...
Are we allowed to talk about gambling here?
Team.
Can I talk about what bets, what teams I bet? Can I talk about bets?
Yeah,
we can talk about anything.
Of course. It's legal.
Yeah.
No, I'm a Dolphins fan, which is weird.
Dolphins? I was going to ask you how that started, because you and I have never talked about that.
It's just...
Sorry.
It's not even a great story, too, which is to say I don't really know exactly, but I don't switch teams generally.
Like, the only thing I know about the Dolphins is Dan Marino from Ace Ventura. Like, that's it.
Well, he may be one of the best ever, but that's another story. So I'm a Dolphins fan. So for me, I usually have there was no horse in the race for me. So I was, I would jump on the Saquon Barkley bandwagon.
Oh, let's talk about that guy for a second.
Yeah.
He is remarkable.
Yeah.
Like, somebody pulled up the clip of him hopping over somebody backwards during the season.
Totally.
And then I just listened to a podcast about how he broke his ankle or something during the season, and he came back so quickly because he laid on this light therapy bed for like 3 hours every day, and now I'm convinced my husband needs to get it so he can heal quicker. He's currently on the IR. So I'm like...
So he's... But there's some kind of a light therapy bed?
Yes, so it's like a red light therapy bed that, should we plug it? So maybe they'll send us one? I don't know.
Wait,
like,
we should
light
try
stand?
To get a free
Hello?
One. Send one into the office.
Yeah, and you lay, and it's, anyways, you guys got to, I'll send you the link.
I mean, I have one for my face.
Yeah, so the whole face, so they have like face ones that they sell to all the estheticians that are doing it. But then these beds are like, it makes all your mitochondria, whatever. I could nerd out on all this. I won't talk about it here. It's for another podcast. But he laid on this bed for like 3 hours every day.
But what does it do?
It fast tracks your healing. Like, cause it says it like fires up the mitochondria in your cells and then regenerates everything faster. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, he did that. And now I'm fascinated with this guy's wellness routine and that's it.
I mean, you have to imagine that technology's come somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when is it just going to be? I don't know. It's crazy. But do you guys know what a Waymo is?
No.
Yeah,
you guys know Waymos?
Of course. They're all over here in Silicon Valley.
Okay, so Waymo is like an Uber with no driver.
Oh, heck no. I will never be caught dead in one of those.
Well,
yes, you will, because it's awesome.
No.
You know what's funny, Kev? In living in Silicon Valley and seeing those everywhere in San Francisco.
Oh, they're everywhere, right?
Everywhere, but the Cybertrucks, this is something even weirder that Ty and I have been seeing.
A lot of Cybertrucks.
Yeah, the Cybertrucks, literally, we see people commuting here from like Palo Alto to San Jose, like sleeping at the wheel. Like, we've seen.
You guys, funny. I cannot get on board with that. It freaks me out.
Yeah, it's.
Well, listen, I have a Tesla, and it does the self-driving thing. You just have to be responsible. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but like, no, you can't sleep.
No, I know. We see it. We see it all the time, and Ty and I are like, okay.
That would be crazy.
I know. It's really scary.
Imagine. But it would work.
Yeah, no,
I
know.
Just put your hands on the wheel and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it'll take you into your garage.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's very weird.
But the Waymo, there's no driver.
No, but yeah, it's weird.
So is a Waymo a Tesla with no driver, or just a car?
It's
with
a Jaguar.
A Jaguar?
Is it a Jaguar?
It's made by Jaguar.
Oh. Yeah. Jaguar. And they remember those commercials? The
like your kids will probably never drive.
Oh gosh, what life skills do I need to teach them then? Like
how to, you know, prompts.
Julie's old school. Her kids will drive.
Yeah, they will drive. They will run a tractor.
No, they're not. It's going to be all automatic cars. Watch.
That's great. Okay. I want to talk about sports, the producer in you. Let's talk about the Super Bowl ads. Kat and I were kind of debriefing on them. They just don't hit like they used to. Like, what's going on in the ad world and production world? Like, the only one I remember from last night was the Hellman's mayonnaise one with Meg Ryan and the new girl, the new It girl.
Yeah.
Kat, you'd have to look her up.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. I like the Doritos one. The UFO one, that was great. I thought that was funny. And I think the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donut thing has really grown on me.
The Dunkin'.
First, I was like, but now I love it. I thought it was
Have you been in a Super Bowl ad, Kev?
I have.
Ooh,
which one?
I have. This is going back to probably 85.
85?
Wow.
Yeah, 84, 85.
Were you a
And it was a Lay's potato chips commercial. And the family comes running out of the tunnel onto the field for the Super Bowl. But it was like, even then, it was like 500,000 for 30 seconds or something.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, I read last night it was like 8.5 million for 30 seconds. Like,
right. That the equivalent in, you know, 84, $500,000 in 84 was a massive, massive spot, you know. I think that the field is so, there's so many people chasing the same moment at the Super Bowl. That it's easy to get buried there. And I think a lot of companies are probably figuring out, because it's a lot of money.
Different ways.
You could do a lot of a bunch of different things and try to stand out. So I think it's probably tough to compete on that day.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know, Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, so, okay. So, Kev, speaking of Super Bowl, speaking of everything, you obviously have gotten a lot of access to sporting events and just things that you've gotten to do. Yeah. I mean, you and I met when you threw out the first pitch, the Dodgers. Can you name some just
that was fun?
That was fun.
Remember, I wouldn't wear the Dodgers jersey.
No, okay, so yeah, Kev came to throw out a first pitch. You guys were promoting Entourage the movie, I believe.
Yeah,
and that was so fun. Kev, you know, it was Dodgers versus Yankees, so
but it was a 4-person first pitch,
yeah.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Well, it's distracting,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, in compare, like everybody's gonna compare.
I think
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everybody throwing at the same time. I don't know. I felt a little distracted.
It's all happening lined up.
We're lined up.
Yeah, it was all four guys.
Did you orchestrate that?
I did.
Well, they had to. We were going to do separate first pay. I mean, it had to be that way.
Yeah, it was funny. But Kev, a little funny story about Kev is he wouldn't put on the Dodgers jersey for me. So.
Oh, because are we?
Because he's a loyal sports fan.
I'm a Yankee fan.
Yankees.
But by the way, listen, yeah. I went to the Yankees-Dodger game, man. That was something.
Yeah,
I was there for the Ice Cube.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. I knew you were a Yankee fan, and I knew that, like, you'd want to talk to Don Mattingly and, like, that, you know, you wouldn't want to, like, put on a Dodger jersey.
Yeah.
So I knew that.
No. By the way, they're ruthless over there. I had my we were there for a Mets game, and my nephew's a Mets fan, and they wouldn't give him the ball because he had a Mets jersey on.
Well,
by the way, it was a blowout of a game, too. It was like 14-1.
If Kat was there, he would have gotten a ball.
I know, that's true.
I was trying to get her name tag. Like, all right, I'm going to have a word with
You were texting me.
You know what, Stacey? I guess I'll talk to you after I get off the phone with Kat. We'll see what she has to say about this.
Okay, so that's obviously the first pitch was cool, but what about any hockey memories? Like, you were on the glass, right, when the Kings won?
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing, too, about a hockey fan or any sport. Right, that you are a fan of the team. How often are you in the building? By the way, first of all, your team never wins, right? When you're in the actual building for it, it's special. So for me, and you know, I had season tickets randomly, got season tickets for the Kings that first year. Remember, they were the 8 seed, you know, so that was an unexpected.
I love
run.
A good underdog story.
Yeah. Well, those ticket prices sure went through the roof. No, I'm kidding. But it was one of the great, like, it was a great run. Like, I always say, I think that, like, with my own eyes, that Jonathan Quick was the best performance that I've ever seen in person, if that makes any sense.
I would agree. Did you party with the cup?
That was awesome. You know, I don't really like to actually party. You know, I'm not superstitious, but like, I don't know. There's something weird about it, I think, you know?
Because like, you think you're going to win like, it one day? Are you a hockey player?
But like almost like, no, but like you don't necessarily have the right to be doing that necessarily. Slightly disrespectful too. I would never be disrespectful. I would never like hold it up or like or do anything stupid. But yeah. You know, I don't know. It feels weird. It did. It came to goal, right? Kat, you remember that?
Yeah.
We used to have this sports bar, and the you know the cup was in town, and I was you know they've been really, you know the NHL has been great to me, and I'm not just saying that.
My girlfriend Angela Price, who she was on the show a couple episodes ago, I was chatting with her this morning, and she said she's seen you at a bunch of the All-Star games, and she's just like, he's awesome, he's around the sport all the time, you know, so it seems like a natural, you know, you're like part of the NHL, like you really are a fan. Well, and you're like an ambassador to the game, right? Like,
so Joffrey Lupul, who old buddy of mine, I had, you know, he was hurt for like what felt like a really long time. I, you know, and you would see him, and he honestly could barely stand up. Like he had his elbow on the desk. That's how banged up his back was. And I was remember thinking like, this guy's not gonna play. You know, I thought, you know, I was like, yeah, man, I said something like that over the course. And hey, when All-Star game, I'll be there. Well, he makes the All-Star team, and it's in Ottawa. No disrespect to Ottawa, but, man, I had not been there before.
It is cold at the end of January in Ottawa.
Let me tell you something. It was cold.
Yeah.
I've
done an outdoor game in Ottawa at that that time, and it ain't like the
outdoor
layers did
game?
Not
oh.
do anything.
No.
So I get it. But I heard the All-Star game is going to be in Long Island next year, though.
Yeah.
What do we have to look forward to?
Well, they get that's how it goes, right? When you get a new stadium. In hockey, you get an All-Star game. And in the NFL, you get a Super Bowl, right?
Well, so new stadium.
Am I making that up?
Is that a thing?
No. I think it's a thing.
Oh, I like that.
Can you give us your before Fair and enough. After thoughts of the new stadium versus the old stadium, like the difference in vibes?
Well, the biggest thing, and if you look at, like, are we calling it?
Sorry, arena.
Crypto.com. Yeah. Crypto, like talk about crypto. You know, when that first was built, there was nothing around there, you know? And now it's so much is built up around it. That's just what they have to do. I mean, the arena is beautiful, state-of-the-art, all that. Gotta get some bars, restaurants. I mean, obviously, I'm not telling them anything they don't know. I'm sure that's all underway, but that's really what it's missing. So maybe the All-Star game, that's something to shoot for. But, you know, I guess it's because of that. It's so weird. I saw on Twitter the last time that the All-Star game was at the Coliseum was like 1983 or something. First and only time. And I watched a little bit of the game, and it was like 2-2 or something going into the third period. You know, it's just not that way anymore. Right. And I'm not to say that anybody should go out there trying to hurt themselves. I'm just saying, like, in this game, they looked like they were playing a little bit as opposed to, I don't know.
Right.
I'd like to see all the All-Star games compete.
Well, and now it's like restructured, right? Like there's like an incentive to the players and the teams, right? And they like get $1 million or something. So it's a little bit more like enticing, right? And they break it up into 3-on-3 something. I don't know. I need to follow closely. Sorry.
No, I mean, listen, I think that, Four Nations. Are you guys excited that you don't care?
Yeah, I mean, we are. Our husbands are
you're like,
in it.
Excited
sadly.
Is a loose. Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited. I don't know who I'm voting. I don't know if I'm rooting for Canada or America because of Ty. So I never, you know.
Yeah, you never know who to go for. That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
But are you guys going to cover that? No.
I think we'll talk about it afterwards. I think we're going to have somebody on after that, you know, has a front view seat this whole week to it, so that'll be good to get kind of the inside. A girlfriend of mine was over watching Super Bowl last night, whose husband's playing for Team USA, and she was just explaining like, I didn't know everything is in Montreal, like all the teams are there, and then everybody goes to Boston after that. So I don't know. I really need to just get more information on it. And then
we're curious the setup. So yeah, afterwards we're going to talk to some of the girls that were there and just, you know, explain it, because we don't even know what to expect to watch.
You guys get a whole different side of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like right now, if you're not playing for Four Nations, you're on a vacation on the beach somewhere. And that's where everybody else's mindsets are that aren't playing in it, because it's the one break of the season that everybody gets. So
I was going to say,
that's kind of a crazy break though, no?
Yeah, it's wild. It's like it's Olympic break. Like, you had Olympics to look forward to every, 4 years? And now it's this break, and Olympics will be next year. So those two very long breaks. And Cass,
it's a weird part of the season, too. Listen, I love it. I love it. I'm all about the Nations Tournament. But it's kind of a interesting time, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm saying that because the Islanders had a little momentum. But
It breaks momentum. It breaks, like, swings and for
but
other
also
teams.
Guys can get healthy. Yeah. Right? Guys can get healthy.
I'm
actually wondering, because I'm packing up after this to go to Maui tomorrow with the entire Sharks team. So I just feel like they're probably going to be on their phones watching it the entire time, or just asking to put it on.
Oh, it'll be on the TV in the bar.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it's so funny because we're going on a vacation away from hockey, but you know that they're all going to be like dialed and watching and discussing.
Whatever. I'll ask him. Like, are they golfing? Is he bringing his clubs?
They're actually going to golf. You and Ty can nerd out over this at like a really cool golf course on Wednesday. So,
which course? All right, forget it. We'll talk about it later.
Whatever. So yeah, everything with hockey and all your access and all that stuff. How did you bring that to Entourage? We've never talked about this.
Well, no. I mean, the guys were from on the show. The guys are from Queens, right? So, kind of made sense. And the first time, it was just sort of there. It was strange because, you know, I've been going to the games for so long, but you know, I started to get like weird calls from like, you know, my childhood idols, you know, where like I got Mike Bossy called me. He's like, hey, and I would do charity stuff for him. And for me, of course you're doing the charity, but you know, Christmas morning at Modell's handing out toys with Bossy. It was fun.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, they've been very, very good. Listen, even when I was in Toronto, you know, I said, hey, you know, if there's any way, and they were all over it. They got me two tickets, so they, you know, they take good care of me.
So it was funny. Obviously, we're very close with Emily Evans, Jake Evans' wife. And it was so funny. Kev, I told him, Emily's dad is like
her dad played for the Islanders. And I was like, well, ask what's her dad's name? Patrick Flatley. I'm like, yeah. I mean, he's like in their Hall of Fame, and he's like one of the. I'm like, Kat, her dad was no pushover.
He's just casually the captain of your favorite team. So
totally, and he was really good, man, really good.
I love
That's
it.
So
we're gonna play golf.
Yeah, you guys would actually be really good friends because he is just fun, and he's.
Sounds like a fun round.
You, Pat Flatley, and Tyler and Jake on a golf course together.
Oh, gosh. Just have the cameras going, because that's a mess.
That would be a show.
Do you guys let them play golf, or do you give them a hard time about it?
I let Ty play golf. I get out of the house.
Jeff.
What's that look?
Jeff does not play golf right now until our kids are capable of taking care of themselves. But once Jeff retires, I think he's going to become a full-time golfer.
Hold on a second. So you just keep no rounds?
Just like if he's invited to a nice round, sure, go. But the whole like standing tee time 3 times a week, no.
How about 1 time a week?
Maybe once. If I get like, you know, a tennis tournament, you know, whatever. We got...
Right.
I need him.
It's not just going to be you sitting there. It's got to get spread out. By the way, that's the world I live in.
Yeah, we'll see. As our kids become more self-sufficient and they can go play with him, then by all means, you guys, I got 4 boys, take them all. So it'll be good.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yesterday, it's funny because, you know, you're talking about the game. My daughter, she's 3.5. She comes ripping out of her bedroom with her Islander t-shirt on. And thinking that the Islanders are in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
You know?
I love Kennedy's, her wardrobe of Islanders.
We're going to keep the shirt on because we're going to Benihana. So we went to Benihana.
That's the ultimate move. Early Benihana dinner, Super Bowl. Like, I think that'll be the play for us next year.
Benihana, we literally pulled in and got back to the house when the game was
perfect.
Starting. I mean, it was perfect. Yeah. So that's maybe that'll be our new thing as well. It's like, what are we doing for the Super Bowl? It's like, oh,
with Sulai,
not going to the Super Bowl.
Did you have fun, Kat? Wait, I have to. I connected all the dots because Kat has included me for the third year in her fantasy football league, and I just learned who our last place player was today.
What's your street handle on that league? What is it?
What?
What's your name?
Julie, oh, just very basic. I think I'm Julie Petrie team. I don't have any sort of creativity when it comes to that. I will get better in my fourth year if I'm invited back.
Who won the league, Kat?
Who won this?
I've been accused of being involved, and it's kind of that was our thing.
So our question was, did you help her at all with her team? Because she started off so strong.
So strong. Like, new girl came in, guns blazing. Like, who is this?
Rolled out 5 quick wins to start the season.
It was her and I, neck and neck. We were five. Right. We were both 5-0. And then I think we went neck and neck, and she beat me. And I was like, I'm done paying attention. She gave the phone to my nine-year-old.
She stopped setting her lineup.
The only thing I did.
Kevin stopped setting her lineup.
No. I literally told her how the game is played and that the projections, she's very smart, but the projections are not, they're just projections. Blah, blah, blah. Matchups. This is what you need. I taught her the game and then she.
She took it and ran with it. Well, she killed it.
Well, no, by the way, we had Tyreek. He went down. No, she had Derrick Henry. It was a bunch of people, but the truth of the matter is, even if you give me that lineup, I win the league.
Yeah. Some of her draft picks, though, were very strategic. So that's
of course. I told her if that person's available, get them.
Hey, I think that's allowed. Oh, I think it's allowed. Oh, whatever.
Allowed. Everybody does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm so hollering
you,
to
and
the.
And so did you, Kat. Kat, yeah. You totally did that. What do you mean?
What?
You didn't consult with anybody about the draft?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I'm the commish, so I have to go by my own rules.
Our commish weirdly always makes it into the top three every year. We're starting to think something's right. going on.
Because I
yeah,
I'm you a pay sports attention. Girly. I'm
she really, doesn't she doesn't alert us to set our lineups anymore, so she just sets hers and then
does she put the kibosh on trades?
No, we're just like yeah, we just the trades isn't a big thing in our league, I guess, but. But.
Listen, this is the second time that I've been accused of mishandling.
I think you get. I think it's allowed. I think all the handholding is allowed, and you know what? We're doing our best.
I'm sure Jackie was just doing all the research in the world. I mean,
Jackie Quick knows what she's talking about when it comes.
And she still got second to last.
I'm sure Johnny Quick. I'm sure Johnny gave her.
Speaking of Jackie, Kev knows Jackie Quick as well. They're both fiery New Yorkers.
Yeah.
I would
she
like
punched me in the face in Vegas.
Joking.
So what would be your best? This is what we always fight over in our group chat is what is the ultimate fantasy football like loser punishment? Like we go back and forth, like you gotta go to Vanderpump's and do the shot thing in Vegas.
Look, I get that that's part of it. I just would that would just never happen.
It's like, just done.
I lost. What do you mean? You want to punish me more? I lost.
Well, I always want to do something with whatever team mascot we're a part of. Like you gotta like be a mascot.
But what do you gotta do?
Like you gotta go like be a mascot for the day. Like
oh, they're not just gonna give you that costume.
You know what?
I like that.
I actually think that our teams, like, if we ask nicely,
Sharky would give it up.
They're not going to give it to you, Kat. They're going to have maybe he gets involved and contributes, but they're not going to say, here's the costume.
I think Sharky would let it happen, honestly. Sharky's fun, so I feel
he probably can't do it.
He probably has signed an oath that he would never allow a regular to.
You don't see Spider-Man giving up the Spider-Man suit, right? You just don't. That's not how it goes.
Okay.
Who is it? Kat, who is it? It's the shark. What's his name?
San Jose Sharky.
The Sharky.
He's really cute, right. But I honestly feel like he, if we asked nicely, he would let us, at least for like a period.
Would let us?
I don't think Yubi's locked up. Oh my God.
This is for another topic. Okay,
guess what? Shout out at Sharky.
Yeah. Before we leave, we were wanting to know a little bit, though, about your new series coming out. You're now on the producer side of things, but acting in this one as well. Ramble On.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that. So it's a TV show that we did independently.
Okay.
Which is tricky.
Yeah.
Because now you have to go. Now you have to go sell it. So I'm not the salesman type, but they're out trying to get it going. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
It was fun though.
Cool.
Well, it's funny because when we were approached about this podcast, you were the first person that I called for advice.
Right. How's it been? Do you guys like it?
It's really fun. I mean, we have a good time. I feel like it's a fun mix of guests like you and wives and stories and just I think we're starting
to get the hang of it. I mean, I could talk to a wall, but Kat's more of like the technical like analyst, and I'm more of the color and just throw in what I think needs to be thrown in. So we're learning.
Are you getting guest anxiety yet, Julie? Do you guys feel like, oh, I got to
a little bit. Like we were saying, but while you were getting the sound worked out, we're like, oh, we kind of get the little pregame jitters here. And I mean, right. You're one of Kat's good friends. I'm sitting here like I'm podcasting with Kevin Connolly on a Monday night. What the? Like, I have no business talking to you, but here I am. So
well,
anyway,
listen, it's
we're having
ahead,
fun.
What were you saying?
And any advice you have for us, we will gladly take it.
Well, that's what I'm
it.
Saying. Just have fun, you know? And it's like, listen, the guest thing, it's always going to be the elephant in the room, but eventually you're going to run out of friends.
Yeah.
How many people do you really know, right?
Well,
we're almost through our Rolodex.
That's a loaded,
that's what I'm saying.
Loaded question, Kev, because Ty's been on, as you know, so many
I know,
teams.
But I'm just saying it comes quick. So look for also content that you can do without people.
Do you have a...
The show goes on.
The show goes
two.
On.
You don't
if,
always need...
If Bob
how long
and
are the episodes? How long are the episodes?
It really depends.
This one might be our longest one yet.
1 out of 5.
We're like 35 to an hour. That's our...
You guys are going
to
be like Rogan, conspiracy podcast, 3 hours long. Never offside. Offsides?
Offside.
Oh, what
okay.
do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
True, offside? Honest opinion.
It's not. It's just not what I think. It's just, it's a singular word, right? Or am I wrong?
It is, but it just sounds so much better to say offsides, right?
But it's not.
It's not.
But it's not. It's a made up word.
No, right? I know. And Julie and I actually learned that all of our Canadian friends like thought we were crazy for even thinking there was an S on it.
Because we think that in football, they say it offsides. We think that's how they announce it. They call it. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're making it
you
up.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
But yeah. Even my husband, an American hockey player, thought it was offsides. So it's very split, like American-Canadian sort of thing. But we're learning.
Ooh,
and it's,
well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
See, Kat, in Canada, you can say offsides. But in the old school hockey world, it's offside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are old school.
Well,
you guys are old school.
The one night in New York that we had a bottle of wine together, we put it together how it does make sense that it's offside because it's one side. You're either on this side or the other. Anyways.
Right. So it's got a double meaning. I like it. I like it. No, listen, you guys should have fun and then, you know, do. And what are you doing? One a week?
Yeah, every Monday. So it comes out every Tuesday.
Every Monday,
wow, you guys
usually
go, right?
Earlier in the day. But next week, we are taking a break because Kat is going to go enjoy vacation. I am going to nurse an injured husband body to health so he can get back on the ice. And we are
you got to bank episodes.
Yeah.
You got to bank a couple. You'll learn that. That's coming down the pipe for you guys.
You got to come on when Ty comes on because I just.
By the way, anytime you guys want me to come on, I'll come on.
Well, we appreciate
well,
you.
Well, within reason, right? Let's not get.
I'm like, oh, but, great. You
know, Kat, call me on for a conspiracy
chat. On-site locations. We can go to you next time. Just.
I mean, if you're here, you could record here anytime.
That would be fun. Well, we appreciate you very much. We won't take up any more of your time. Because
let's make it at 9:30 p.m. next time. Let's do 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, normally it's in the morning.
We could do a happy hour.
Oh, see, that gosh. Would be fun. Kev is my wine bestie.
Are you allowed to do that? Probably not, right?
Yeah. I feel like Kev
right,
and
we'll
I like
it.
A good glass of rosé or red wine together and NZ Lai and Thai. So
let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Yeah, the earlier day is the rosé. And then yeah.
we can have Jeff be our sommelier.
Graduate to the heavy cabs.
All right. Well, thank you, Kev. We really appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you hopefully again soon.
Anytime.
What's up, everybody? Adnan Verk here to tell you about a new podcast. It's NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here, and after playing 700 NHL games, I got a lot of dirty laundry to air out.
Hey, I got a lot to say here too, okay? Each week we'll get together and chat about the sport that we love.
Tons of guests are going to join in too, but we're not just going to be talking hockey, folks. We're talking movies, we're talking TV, food, and Adnan's favorite, wrestling. It's all on Le Table.
Listen to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers in the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Julie, what did you think of Kevin?
He's just the best. Like, I don't know why I was a little jittery before. Like, I mean, I know why. I'm talking to the star of Entourage, a little star in The Notebook, if anybody remembers. But he's just so awesome. And it was so fun to debrief the 30 for 30. Like, I'm telling you, Kat, go to bed watching this because it riled me up, if you couldn't tell.
I know. You guys, you said you could have had an entire podcast just talking about that. So I was wondering if you were going to keep going. And
I have a newfound appreciation for the Islanders and their history and everything around them now. Because yeah. I know so much from his little thing.
I know. And doesn't he just remind you just of, like, he's just one of the bros. He's like just,
he is one of the guys, and he just feels like part of the crew. And like when you're saying, oh, you guys should go golf, and I'm like, yeah, he seems like that guy that perfect fits in, just totally cool. And he's a true fan of the sport, which is so cool. Like going to the game, going to a Leafs Devils game, like just casual, he's like, I'm a fan of the game. I love it. I love to see it.
He's the best. Yeah, crazy. I feel like now I've got to start packing for tomorrow.
Yeah, so. You are just one thing to the next, packing to go to Maui tomorrow for the Four Nations break. I'm a little jealous, I must say. I'm not going anywhere. We had to forgo some plans due to unforeseen circumstances. Jeff is getting healthy. So I'm in currently pouting mode of watching all of my friends at sunny vacations while in a
tropical location and everywhere pretty much.
Yeah, and it is like 20 degrees, and I know we're gonna have a snow day this week, so my kids will be right here with me. So I'll get over it. I have enough to keep me busy. But it is that one, like, block of the year that you look forward to. You like, we can reconnect, we can just let loose, we can have nice dinners, have nice drinks. You know, everything is so programmed throughout the year that it's like, this is the one time to really just like be. And yep. I'm going to live it through you. And you are the cruise director for the San Jose Sharks team trip, it sounds like, to Maui.
That is my MO. Every year, depending on what team we're on, I'm always the planner of the vacations. This year, actually, it's funny. I actually thought that we were going to be the only ones on the side of the island we're going to, but it turned into pretty much the entire Sharks team coming. But then also, interestingly enough, there's all these trades that have been happening. So it's like some people that just got traded away are going to be there. So it's kind of cool that we can all, you know.
Yeah, one last hurrah together. But also there will be other West Coaster team, NHLers there that you'll see. And it'll just be like one big NHL party. Like that's how it was like for East Coast in the Bahamas. It's like we actually like, we're with all the Islanders last year in the Bahamas, or 2 years ago, whatever year that was. Can't keep it straight.
This is going to be a lot of the West Coast teams, but then on our specific group going, that's the Cunnins, the CCs, the Blackwoods. There's a bunch of us going. So
honestly, it's going to be so fun. I feel like those trips too, when most of your, like a lot of your team goes, it's like a bonding trip. Like it's a weird, I don't know. You just get like a better connection to people because it's, again, so programmed during the season. Everybody's pretty regimented and it's just, everybody's there, let's loose. And it's just so fun. I'm so jealous.
It's when you, it's pretty much, especially being on a new team, it's where you really get to know each other, right? So like, I've know all these people quite well, but I'm excited to see the vacay versions of them, you know?
Oh, the vacay versions are the best. And that's what I think makes it so special. I'm like so when we were in Pittsburgh 2 years ago, this is the Bahamas trip I was talking about. We were new to that team. So, you know, getting integrated in a new team is, it's hard. But like as an older player, it's pretty, like you're quicker to do it because you know how much time you don't have to take your time to get to know people. But vacation speeds it up together. And you just like, you get to know people on another level way quicker, go on a boat together. And it's just, you're bonded forever. Like yeah. It's so fun.
You also learn what guys can handle a boat or not. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Some like, big old rough and tough, you know, hockey player is puking over the side because he needs Dramamine, you know, wrist patches.
Or scared, deathly scared of the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
It's those types of funny things that you learn about each other on these vacations, but... You know,
I'm going to go out on a limb and that everybody wants to vacay with you and Tyler. Like y'all are the vacay people. It is like Tyler gets to turn it on. Like that's, y'all are the people I want to vacay with.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'll give myself a little pat because I think Tyler is maybe the most fun human on vacation ever.
He's the most fun not on vacation. So like, let's give Tyler credit where credit's due. I mean, that guy is always ready for the best time, a smile on his face.
It's like giggly laugh, like on vacation is like amplified, you know, that high pitched laugh that you
his energy is magnetic and he just is down for anything and everything. And that's what you want on vacation. You just want people to let loose and have fun. And the Toffolis carry that well. So I'm going on vacation with y'all next time if it's in the cards.
I know. Well, at least we have some plans this summer all together. So that's, you know.
Well, and we're going to manifest that San Francisco Super Bowl with the Lions in it next year. So then I get the invite there and that just kicks off the trip. And then we'll send you off to the Olympics for Tyler playing.
Okay, this is a big thing, and I am going to petition this until it happens. But Tyler, his name being floated around to be on Team Italy for the Olympics next
year. Let's make it happen, baby.
Manifest, because that is the coolest thing I've seen. I mean, Ty's obviously, like, loves playing for Team Canada, but, like, when I saw, oh, my God.
Tyler will be at Olympic training camp in Italy for Team Italy. We will go to the Super Bowl, and then I will send you on a plane over to be a Team Italy cheerleader. How about that?
Oh, my God. That is manifest. I would just die. I would die. So let's make that happen. Whoever's listening that has anything to do with that, please.
Yeah, would that be like the passport offices and the NHL, please and thank you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's even just like the country of Italy. Like, I'm not sure, but I just, you know.
We'll call the embassy. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what they say.
Tyler Toffoli, please, Team Italy.
I love it. Well, I loved getting talked to Kevin, and I think it was such a fun insight into the Islanders world and, you know, the All-Star break being there next year in Long Island. I think that is just something that is to look forward to as well. So
it's very cool. And it was very nice of him to come on late. And it was very nice of you to stay up late.
Yeah.
Four boys in all. So I really appreciate you.
Anything for you. Yeah. But get to packing and have fun on your trip. Do what we ask you to do every time. Rate, review, wherever you listen to these podcasts. And follow our Instagram at NeverOffsidePod, where we'll be reposting all the clips. And, yeah, just share and hope you like it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on Never Offside with Julie and Kat.
Special shout out to Jeff for keeping our three of the four kids who are awake quiet during this whole recording. I did not hear one word. So MVP of the night goes to Jeff Petrie. Way to go,